Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning. Is it Thursday? My goodness, yes it is. Thursday morning, May the 11th, 2023, 14 minutes past the hour, 55 degrees and cloudy skies. Now let me tell you about the weather. Let's start there this morning. The weather yesterday could not have been more beautiful. Now, today is supposed to be the beautiful weather day, but yesterday started off sunny. It was sunny in the morning. It was sunny all day. The temperatures got near 80. It was warm last night. It was just beautiful. I was outside mostly all last night. Matter of fact, on my way home from work last night, I stopped at the grocery store to pick up a few things and almost got front row parking because nobody was at the grocery store. Everybody was at home enjoying the outside, as I ended up doing. Now, the only drawback in this, and I did not realize this till this morning, and by the way, it did not get, the sun did not go down last night until almost 9 o'clock. That was great. But I wake up this morning, and I'm getting ready, and I actually came in here and sat down in a chair to start doing this big program this morning, and I noticed that I have a bump on my ankle. I think I was bitten by something last night. Now, I don't know what I was bitten by. Had to be outside. But I did notice last night for the first time this year that bees were flying around and other bugs were out last night. Now, that could just be because the temperatures are really, even when it's cool outside now, it's not really, really cool. So maybe that's a sign of why all the bees and bugs and whatever bit me on the ankle is back. By the way, I have no idea what bit me on the ankle, and I'm trying to look at it without taking my mouth away from the microphone. But it is red. It's red, and it's definitely a bump. So I don't know what that would be. Hopefully there's no allergic reaction to it or anything. I don't think there'll be. Now let's get into the Mother's Day weather. Because this is the ever-changing thing this week. When I looked at it on Monday morning, it showed rain on Mother's Day. Matter of fact, it showed Friday, Saturday, Sunday, rain. And then somebody said to me, well, no, it doesn't look like rain on Mother's Day. So on Tuesday morning, I looked again, and it showed complete showers all day Mother's Day. Showers from early in the morning till late in the afternoon. Okay. Yesterday I looked at it, didn't show any showers at all. Showed cloudy skies, kind of lower temperatures, like 67, 68 degrees. I looked at it last night, it showed sunny. But then I look at it this morning, and it shows cloudy again, and 67 degrees. So to be honest with you, I don't know what the weather's going to be like the next 3 days. I know it's not going to be as good as today. Today's supposed to be really good. 80 degrees and sunny today. Tomorrow, the temperatures are supposed to come down a little bit into the 70s. And it looks like it's supposed to rain tomorrow now. Now, I'm not saying it's going to rain, because heaven forbid, I am not a meteorologist. But it looks like rain. And now it looks like rain on Saturday. Now, before, Saturday was just supposed to be overcast. Well, now it looks like rain during the day on Saturday. Sunday, as I said, Mother's Day, it looks like no rain, but cool temperatures. So hard for a cookout or anything like that. I don't know. We'll check the weather again tomorrow before we head off for the weekend. And we'll see what Mother's Day looks like tomorrow. All I know is we went over this yesterday. Mother's Day is really about three things. Number one, you take mom out to eat. That's number one. That's the big thing. You get mom a hanging plant. That's a big thing. You get mom a hanging plant because it's the beginning of summer, you know, just about a month away. And number three, if you're in school, you make something for mom. A card, a cup, something like that. You know, you give something from your heart. So this is where we are. And by the way, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. We had a caller there and we lost him. Okay, well, we got our dial tone. Call us back if that was you. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If that was you, give us a buzz back. We certainly would love to hear from you. But that's the story on Mother's Day at this point with the weather. But again, we want to hear from our callers. If you have anything to say, also Mother's Day gifts. As I've said, hanging plants, cards, weather, take mom out to eat. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, Scott.
Hey, good morning.
I'm a leadoff batter this morning. I've been out way before you was getting up for getting the program ready. Are you in the studio or are you at home? Well, you're at home because I don't have the number. Okay.
Yeah, but I'll be in the studio tomorrow.
Yeah, I understand that now. But I'm like you. Was today Wednesday or maybe Thursday? So I went down the lane, put up the flag, and I looked, and the trash comes on Thursday, but I always put it out Wednesday night. So, oh, boy, I look, oh, there's my trash. So it is Thursday morning, so I got that straightened out. But there's a few things I want to ask you if I got a little air time to do it.
Please do. Go right ahead.
You're kind of weaned away from Kroger's, right? You would go down there for that, or you back on the schedule of going down and getting your Diet Coke. I'm nosy today on a few questions, but that's okay. If you don't like to answer them, you say, well, we'll go on to another subject.
That's fine. No, I still go down every morning and get my Diet Coke. And a matter of fact, this morning, got through the line pretty quick there this morning. And as far as Kroger goes, I go there right now, but because I'm teaching, I'm not there as much this time of year.
But McDonald's, how about McDonald's? I had an episode at McDonald's, but do you still have a few episodes? Or you said something about, well, you're done getting your Diet Coke there. That's what led me to mention this to you on the air.
Yeah. Monday, actually, it was the first time in a long time I'd had an episode, but they gave me a regular Coke instead of a Diet Coke. So I did have one Monday. What was your episode?
Well, I have fun. Well, the young people, you know me and the young people and all people. I love to talk to them. I like to see them and I like to comment things about them and stuff. So I go to down here to McDonald's and I said, I'll take a biscuit gravy and I'm on my way and coming up there and I take and want my receipt. And I said, I'll take a receipt. And they said, we have got no paper at all here. And I said, well, okay. I said, I'm going to go up and pick up my biscuit gravy and I'll continue on. I said, is there a manager available this morning? Yes. And so I said, have the manager meet me at the window as I pick my thing up to save a little delay. And so I went up there and a young lady, she hands me my stuff. She said, thank you. And I said, I'm supposed to see a manager and get a receipt here somehow. And the little girl said, hey, we don't have any paper at all in this facility. I said, oh, okay. I said, is there a manager available? She said, yeah, right here. So the manager come around, and I tell you, the difference in management here in the last month, I see different ones all the time, but maybe they got an array of different ones for different days. But anyhow, the manager, a young lady, and she said, we have no paper here at all in this facility. I said, that's what the other two employees told me, but I thought maybe I'd talk to you. And I said, is that a management fault? Or what? How is this? I said, this isn't the first time it happened in the receipt line. I don't get it many times. I said, is this a manager's problem or not? And you know, manageability. They'll cut you right off and say, I haven't got time to talk to you, but this one here was really nice. She said, no, she said, it's in the trucking. Oh, I said, well, then, I said, you have no paper in this facility at all. She said, that's what I said. And I said, you're including toilet paper? And I had to put that little jive in there, Scott. But, you know, that was an ornery little jab. But she said, I'll tell you. But it sparked a point. She said, hey, just wait a minute. And I said, I got a wife to keep track of our money. And I said, she wants a receipt showing everything. And that's a must when I go home. She said, hey, you just wait a minute, and I'll get your receipt. So I told the other little girl, I said, hey, I'm just going to pull around. I said, you got back up here. And I said, I'll get out of the way. And so I did get my receipt. It was a little piece of paper, and it just had the price of the biscuit gravy, and that was it. So I have little episodes, but I kind of, you know, the power of talking, the way you can talk loud and gentle and mad and upset and everything. But other ways get more response and everything than just being an old cranky thing, you know?
You know, I've always believed that. It's very interesting. Now, like when if I get a regular Coke and I'm still in the window and I notice that, I will just say, hey, you know, I think this is regular. Could I have a diet? I don't yell at them and say, you know, hey, dummy, can you? But I've noticed that some people get very agitated at stuff like that, and it's I don't think that's good for their blood pressure.
And if you wait and listen, you'll find out that how the it's handed down that so here comes a elderly woman, a little frail thing, and here she comes out and had a little shuffle to her feet, and she said, here's your receipt, with a smile. And I said, young lady, I said, thank you very much. I said, and you will you pass a message on? She said, sure. She said, what is it? I said, you tell the manager that she done a very good job, and I was very satisfied with her conduct with me, and she said, you know what, you're a pretty nice guy saying that, and that made me feel good and her feel good too. So anyhow, back to another subject, you're talking about the bugs and something bit you.
I was outside all last night and I felt fine then, but when I got up this morning, I don't know if it blew up overnight, but boy, I noticed it on my ankle when I got up this morning.
Well, you know, our naturalist, James Danerson, he talks a lot about insects and stuff like that and this and that. And so I was sitting down in a little stool I had there preparing my weed whacker and some other things. And all at once I just felt something right there on that wrist. And I looked, and at the first glance, I've seen ticks. A lot of people, that is a dangerous insect, a tick. They'll get on you. You won't know that they're on you. They'll start boring into you, and they get into your blood system, and you could have some serious trouble, you know. But that little tiny thing, and if you're familiar with the word straight pin with the little head on it, you know, how it is a straight pin that you could prick down into something, you know, and how small the head on a straight pin is. This was just a hair bit bigger, and I could recognize the small version of that just as well as a bigger version of it. And I took and I eliminated that thing, and there they are. I wasn't in a high weeded area. That's where mostly you get that stuff and jiggers and stuff like that. But there it was. And this time of year, in the cold mornings and stuff, before I started pulling weeds, I saw that tick on me, and I said, buddy, I'll tell you, here they're out already, so we might be infested with ticks this year. I don't know. But there's another thing I want to ask you pertaining to your show and stuff. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Are you going to have a show this Friday night?
We are, and you know, I was going to talk about that today, because 8 to 10 on Friday night, we have, I think we have somebody kind of special. I can't confirm it yet, but I was talking to somebody yesterday about coming in Friday night, and I think it's going to be a pretty good show.
Oh, I'm glad our conversation is corresponding. Oh, you listen to that big word I use, corresponding.
It looks like we got together this morning and set this all up.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I told my wife when I called you, I said, boy, how do we ever coincide? Oh, listen to that word, coincide. But anyhow, Scott, I got comments to make on the Friday night show, and I might as well make them right now.
Oh, go ahead.
especially the people that maybe don't listen to the Friday night show. But the young people you had on there, the young lady and the gentleman that I already commented about how nice he was at the election board there. And so the young lady is what I'm interested in. You asked maybe a private question or not. Is that the young lady that inspired you and felt good to you and maybe passed on to a proposal thing to you?
You know, that's an interesting question because...
yeah, that interesting. That's a thing Okay, Scott. I'll go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. I have a little story to tell, and then I will answer that question. But yesterday, have you noticed lately that a lot of people use the word, oh, it's going to slip out of my head here. Oh, gosh, what's that word that people use all the time now? Fair. They go, that's fair. Whether it's good or bad, they say, that's fair. That's fair. Have you heard that a lot lately?
Well, no, and that's another, I'll just make it real quick. That's a good thing. I had the old time saying, they said, oh, that is cool. That's astronomical. Man, this and that, and those words, they faded away so quickly, but I heard them all the time. And somebody would, you'd say something to somebody, you'd say, hey, look at my new car I got. And they said, is that a new car? And I'd say, well, I'd say something new, you know, and they'd say, really? And, you know, that you just got through telling them, and then they say, really? Like, and those words, that, yeah, and the new version, and that, you know, the new generation, I call them new generation, starting 20 and up. You know, they talk differently, and they use letters and stuff now instead of the words. And if I could use letters when I was in school, spelling, you know, if you missed one and had it in the wrong place, that was the wrong, that word was wrong. You get that check mark in your paper when you get it back, you know?
Well, that's true. And I don't know where this came from, because in the context of how people use it now, is strange. Like yesterday, the conversation was, hey, we've got some things going on next week. We hope we don't interfere with what's going on with you. Things get busy at the end of the year. And the answer was, that's fair. And to me, that just seems strange because I hear this word all the time. So this person said, that's fair. And I said, you know, that is one of my pet peeve words now, because I hear that word all the time. Everybody says, that's fair, that's fair, that's fair. And the person looked at me and said, this is where I'm going with this. Person looked at me and says, you know another word people use all the time I hear? Interesting. They were taking a little dig at me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And I'm getting a little dig with you also. But you know what? Just like myself, here I'm talking. And a lot of people my age, and I'm speaking for myself, I can't consider other people my age because there is thousands upon thousands, and we're talking global right now. So, but sometimes by pronunciation on words, I haven't got my lower dentures in or something like that. So my speech and my pronunciation is a little bit off track. So you know what? Some people's got dentures, some people's got false teeth, and this and that, and sometimes we just take those out and put them in a little jar until the next morning, and sometimes we're talking, as I'm talking right now, without them. So but there's things like that. But there's that one other thing I was going to say. Well, one other thing. Heck, I just jump all over the board here. But getting back to that young lady, is that a young lady that you're going to be around quite a bit, or
well,
is that not the young lady? I was just wondering about maybe taking a little... little trips and stuff. Is this the one you go with?
Well, this is interesting, and I was coming to that point. What's interesting about that is first I do want to say exactly what you've said. You know, to have these kids in the studio, Matthew and Camden is her name last week,
right.
These kids are in their 20s, and they are good. And they are learning it. And that Friday night show, which we get to display them, is so much fun because I think they're doing really, really well. And we just have a ball with that. So that's the first thing I wanted to say. But
well, can I just say something right now? Because if it's in my mind, then I go chattering on, I forget it. But one thing the young lady said that I really, really appreciated. Oh, my goodness, Scott. That was that ever neat. You said something to her, and she said, Scott, I did not say that. And, oh, my, I know you caught it because there was just a slight Paws cover up there that you was kind of maybe shocked. And she said, Scott, I did not say that. So we hear that from ex-presidents and stuff like that. You know, they said, I did not say that. And this, but I thought that was very good. And what a young person is to have the guts to speak up to someone older and in a position like you are, that you had him on a show and stuff. I thought that was really tremendous coming from a ladies always take the back seat and stuff, but today they're not in the back seat. They're in the driver's seat and making the decisions. And I love that aspect of women's getting the privilege to do that.
Well, and it's all live on Friday night, and that's what I like, too. They can say things like that to me. Hey, you know, you're wrong. I didn't say that. I like that. I like when people come back on me like that because I think that that's what should happen. But here's the thing with Camden, and I think this did become a question. Because she is quite a bit younger than me. I mean, she is over 20, so she's not a child. But there was a question because there were some pictures online if this was the person that I was going around with. Now, here's the I have hung out with her a few times, but the person who I was talking about in regard to the kind of misled engagement and things of that nature, that didn't so much have to do with Camden, although I have hung out with Camden. That had to do with somebody else, and that's kind of the lead up to tomorrow night's show, is I think that person, who I've never mentioned on the air, may be on the show tomorrow night, so that's maybe worth the price of listening right there.
Yeah, that's good. That's good, and the young man on there, he struck few strings to the instrument that sounded nice to me. He was a hunter and fisherman, and I found that interesting, so I can maybe call up and talk that lingo to him, and he knows that. He done that, and then I heard you say, well, what do you do with that meat? And he said, well, he makes stew, and then always the comment about wild game and stuff. They said, does it taste like chicken and stuff? And he handled that real good and everything. So, yeah, it's an interesting show. People don't realize that that's the upcoming thing, and I think it's going the good way for you and everything. But there was a couple other things, and I've lost track, and I think I've been on here too long, but I could say a couple other things, but I'll let it go for today.
Well, I tell you, if it comes to you, call back, because I always enjoy talking to you, and I enjoy talking to all the listeners. I think that's what the fun of this show is bringing up things that I don't, I've forgotten, and I like answering questions. I think that's the joy of doing this program.
I like the listening to the audience other than myself here, and I love to hear them come back and do stuff and call in and stuff like that, too, because I'm sincere about it, and I like to talk about it. And, you know, these sunshiny days, I kind of fade off a little bit, but, boy, I bounce right back and get in there. I did want to tell you a few things like that. Like I say, if something else pops in my mind, I'll give you a jingle, okay?
Hey, thanks for calling.
Well, that's appreciated. Thank you for letting me talk.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Yeah, you know, there was some, I was actually going to talk about that this morning, oddly enough, about the whole Camden thing. And Camden's a lot of fun, and I she's enjoyable to hang around with. But as far as the other stuff that I was talking about, you know, I tried to keep that a little private-ish. Maybe that's a word. More private-ish. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Sean.
Oh, my goodness, Chip. I'm so glad you called. How are you?
Good.
I got a call. Oh, you know, I think I've been asked two or three times in the last few weeks, what's going on with Chip's engagement? We thought that he was getting married in May.
Yeah.
Are you still getting married, Chip?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Now, when's the date?
May 19th.
May 19th. Oh, my goodness. You are just days away.
Yeah.
Now, where are you getting married at, Chip?
No, not yet.
Now, that's next Friday. You don't know where? Do you know when you're getting married? What time of day?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. So what if I wanted to come to the wedding, Chip?
Me not seen my fiance yet.
Oh, you haven't seen the fiance yet to barrel that all away. Hey, I'll tell you something, Chip. You know Linda Sims here from the station, right?
Yeah.
I talked to her last night, and I want to let the audience know that Linda will not be on today, and she will not be back until the last Wednesday of the month because Linda is taking a trip and getting married and going on her honeymoon. So I congratulated Linda last night and gave her the best, and she's getting married this time of year as well.
Oh, I'll get married?
Yep, love must be in the air, Chip. You're getting married. Linda's getting married. I'm getting engagement proposals, although I'm not getting married. I want to make that clear. You can give me the proposals all day long. I ain't getting married. It's nice to get the proposals, but that's just not for me.
Well, me, what's the president's drunk again Tuesday?
The president's, what was that?
Me, what's the president's drunk again?
Oh, okay, how'd that go?
Him getting troubled again.
Oh, yeah, President Trump got in a little bit of trouble this week. This wasn't the best week for him.
No.
So, what's your fiance's name again?
L-I-N-D-A.
Oh, Linda, that's right. Hey, maybe it's marrying time for people named Linda.
Yeah.
You never know. Well, I'm so glad, Chip. Now, are you going to call back and keep us? Because people want to know. They ask me all the time, how's Chip? How's the engagement? And I say, I don't know. I got to hear from him. So you're going to keep calling in and letting us know, right, Chip?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else on your mind this morning?
No.
Are you listening on the tune-in?
Yeah.
Are you back to work yet? I know you had an injury there for a while.
Yeah.
You're back to work. So when do you work if people want to come in and see you?
Tuesday and Thursday.
Tuesday and Thursday. And what times?
5 to 9.
5 to 9. Tuesday, Thursday, 5 to 9 at Kroger South. The best bagger in all of Marion, Chip. Right, Chip?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. That wedding's coming up in 8 days, so you got to keep us updated.
Okay.
Thanks, Chip.
Okay.
Bye-bye. There's one of our dear friends, the best bagger in the history. You know, Adam likes to talk about baggers. You're talking about the best bagger in Marion history. There's Chip. Now, there was another thing I wanted to go through this morning, and I had gotten people who had asked me what's going on with Chip. Well, there's the Chip update. He's getting married May 19th, next Friday, to a woman named Linda. Now, we don't know the time, and we don't know the place, but we'll see how all that goes. Chip will keep us updated. And I wanted to also give people the update on Linda Sims. I spoke with Linda last night a little after 10 o'clock, and Linda will not be on today, and she will not be on again until the last Wednesday of the month, which I think is May the 31st, because Linda is going away to get married. And I just could not be happier for Linda, and I couldn't be happier for Chip, and it was so nice to express that to them, Chip this morning and Linda last night, and she's just a great lady. And Linda's been with us since day one, way back almost 9 years ago now, coming up in June. So, Linda, if you're listening, I just hope you are having the best vacation and have the best marriage and have the best fiance and onward and upward, Linda. I'm so glad and happy for you. I told her last night when we were talking, I said, you know, we really all have become like a family here. And in some places, that's like a line that people say, that they've become like a family. And in this particular case, it really is true. When we get together, we have a lot of fun. There are people who don't even work at this station anymore who come back for the parties. And it really is a family. And we just could not be happier for Linda and certainly Chip. And I consider the callers part of our family. We have our regular callers who I love. And there you go. But just to clarify, I am not getting married. I still have a phobia of that. I don't know what the phobia of marriage is, but I have it. But not Camden. That's not the correlation. But I have done things with Camden. I have hung out with Camden and always had a good time. So she's a nice girl. But tomorrow night, you know, who knows who's going to show up tomorrow night at this point. I think we're going to have a lot of fun on the Friday night show. That's all I'll say at this point. Because you never know. It might not happen. 740-751-4038. If you got any questions or would like to weigh in on anything, the phone lines are open. As I say, I always like to hear from the people listening out there. 44 degrees and cloudy skies here today on this Thursday. All right, we've talked about Mother's Day. We've talked about the weather. You know, the TikTok and the Snapchat, I still don't have a clue on any of that stuff. Wouldn't know how to do any of it. The Big Twinkie Challenge, I believe, is coming up. I talked to Brody again yesterday, and I think the Twinkie Challenge will be coming up here in the next couple weeks. You're not going to want to miss that for love nor money. And the idea is, who can eat the most Twinkies in 10 minutes? Now, Brody's goal is 50. Now, it's not going to be a whole bunch of people. Maybe two or three people participating in this, and there will be water there and so on and so forth. I don't know if he'll eat 50. I still think we should get a female in there. You know, I talked to Abby about this the other day, and she's kind of backing off of it. But, you know, I don't want to discriminate against women in this particular competition. So there's that. Now, what else did I want to talk about? You know, I'm still, last night, when I stopped at the grocery store, I thought, you know, I should really look at phones here. Because I'm trying to get a new phone. This has been a long, drawn-out process. I tried to order one from Spectrum late last year. It did not work out. I thought I ordered it. It never came. Just a mess. It's just been a mess. And then I got a phone, and the battery wasn't working properly, and that was no good. So I feel like I need to get this phone, although I don't feel like I've been in trouble without it, because I have the tablets and computers and laptops and things like that. But I thought I would look for phones, but it was just so nice outside last night that I thought, you know, I just don't want to stay in this store. I want to go out and do something nice. So there you go. And now I'm also trying to plan a little getaway this weekend on Saturday. And I don't know which one I want to do. I've got a few on the map. As I mentioned yesterday, Sugar Creek, I would love to go back there because I've had so much fun there in the past. And I haven't been there in a couple years. I like the stores. And the last time I was there, I did not get to visit the magic shop that they got over there. Although I can't do magic, I would like to go inside and visit it. And I did not get to eat there the last time I was there. So I would like to go over and eat there. And I love the Big Cuckoo Clock. And if the weather's going to be okay Saturday, maybe it'll be Sugar Creek. But I know I've also got a trip. I want to go up to Toledo because I want to do Tony Paco's, which I haven't been to in a couple years. I always love Tony Paco's. And I also like going up to the Maumee up in that area, which if the weather's going to be nice again, that would be something fun to do. And while I'm in Toledo, hey, maybe I'll stop and visit Opal Covey. So you never know what's coming up. So that was on my agenda this morning as well. Still don't know what I'm doing. Maybe tomorrow I'll have better idea of what I'm doing this weekend. So, that's that. All right. Does anybody have anything to say about those subjects? Not a whole lot on our agenda here this morning. We've talked about Twinkies. We've talked about Mother's Day. We've talked about marriages. We've talked about McDonald's. We're talking about telephones. We're talking about, oh, the true crime thing. I did want to bring that up. Yesterday, I'm not going to go through the whole thing again. But we did a story yesterday that was a Marion true crime story from 1934. And essentially, the story was, it's a very weird story. The husband of a woman was going over to another woman's house, and it was thought that they were having an affair. So, the wife goes over to the house and shoots the woman, kills her, ends up killing her. Now, somehow they end up in the same hospital room before the woman dies because the wife had apparently taken some drugs that made her sick. And, of course, the other woman was having a gunshot wound that was going to eventually kill her. So they end up in the hospital room. And I love this. This is the dialogue they had in the hospital room. The woman who's dying says, "Well, Bessie, you almost got me." And the wife, Bessie, says, "Yeah, I guess I did." Well, she didn't almost get her. She got her. Did her in. So anyway, the wife gets charged with manslaughter. Not with murder. With manslaughter. So they decide to put her on trial here in Marion. And it was a big, big trial. It was on the front page of the Marion Star. "Woman Kills Rival in Domestic Row" was the headline. And turns out the woman, the daughter of the woman who was killed, said that the husband was not coming over there for romantic reasons, that he was coming over there to get alcohol, which the woman was producing. So that was part of the story. And then the other part of the story was the wife who shot and killed the woman. She said, "Well, you know, I didn't mean to kill her. I fired two warning shots, but I thought the woman was going for a knife. So pretty much I shot her in self-defense." So then the verdict comes back of 12 men, not guilty. Not guilty on murder, not guilty on manslaughter. And this woman went home with her husband. The husband was still there. God bless his heart. And we don't know if they lived happily ever after or not. We do know the addresses of the homes. We know that the husband and wife lived at 671 Gay Street. And we know the murder, the shot, took place on State Street. 728 North State Street. That's where the woman was making the alcohol and was shot by the wife. So that was an interesting story yesterday, I thought. Does anybody have any more thoughts on that? Do you think that the woman was guilty? I don't know. It's a very peculiar story. It's a real true crime story. As I said, we're trying to spice up the show here with true crime. I thought that was a good one to start off with. It certainly was a Marion story. And, you know, I can't figure out why the woman was on drugs. I don't want to say drugs. She was on some kind of medication. Let's put it that way, that ended her up in the hospital. So I'm thinking if she was on this medication, she might not have been thinking too clearly when she shot the woman. And again, this all happened between May and July of 1934. So if you have any thoughts on that and didn't get a chance to weigh in on it yesterday, that's pretty much the story in a nutshell, although we did read it word for word yesterday. 7403-751-4038. Now, I want to read the verdict again. "On the afternoon of July the 27th, the state and defense made their final arguments, and that afternoon, the jury convened to decide Bessie Myers' fate. 1 hour and 10 minutes later, the jury of 12 men returned their verdict of not guilty. Throughout the trial, Charlie had stood by Bessie's side, and when it was over, the Star reported that the two of them returned to their Gay Street home together. Whether they lived happily ever after is unknown." You know, the husband caused that whole problem. Murder. Or death. I guess we can't call it murder. Alleged murder. And yet, he goes home with the wife, and all is well. That's how it went back in 1934, the spring of 1934 here in Marion. I don't think something like that would go over like that today. I really, really don't. And that must have been a big trial. And I think when I was reading that story yesterday, they talked about not having room in the courtroom for all of these people. It's something else. Well, something else I did want to mention this morning. We've got 7 minutes left in this segment. And again, the phone lines are open if you have an opinion on anything. I know everybody loves these true crime stories. They love the Dateline. They love the 2020. They love the true crime podcast. They're all over the place. So I hope that that was something that that you did enjoy yesterday and hopefully are enjoying today. Now, Here's one thing I want to say, and I mentioned this somewhat earlier in the week. Let me take the phone call, and we'll come back to this momentarily here. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I have to comment about Chip, and you both, Kroger employees have a sure way of covering up, per se, the love life of episode, and I think Chip done a wonderful job to you, and kind of put it politely that he'll let you know at a later date what everything else is going on about. And you're the same way. You said, well, you'll let a later date that you'll just keep that kind of low profile. I thought it was cute out of both of you. So good luck to you, and see you later.
Hey, thanks. Well, I'll tell you, now, Chip did give us a date. Chip gave us the date of May the 19th. So Chip's a little more on it than I am. Now, as you know, I just don't know, to be honest. At this point, I'm just having a good time in life. I think it's fun to be around different people. I think, you know, the pandemic is pretty well over. We're able to go outside now and do pretty much whatever we want to do. We can go places. So, I don't know. I'm having a good time. I think that's pretty much what's going on with me, is I'm just enjoying the time that I'm getting to spend with certain people, and that's it. Nothing major to report, but it's been a lot of fun. You know, sometimes you think that one thing is going to lead to another thing, and it doesn't. It actually turns out being very, very well. And I guess that's the point I want to make here in the last 5 minutes, is that I just hope everybody's happy. You know, when I see somebody post something that is happy, I'm happy for that. I really hope it's true. I want everybody to be happy. It's a great time of year. Spring is so nice. The weather is so nice. You can get out and do things. And if people really are happy, good for them. I mean, I'm glad people are happy. I want people to be happy. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Actually, you know, I was just joking about that. But I got an advantage, I think, more than any listener. I don't know for sure, but I did see... I believe, and that's how things start, but I saw the young lady that Chip may be marrying, and I was really surprised that, boy, oh boy, he knows how to pick them out.
Oh, he's got a good one.
Well, oh, man, yeah, and there was another lady there, I know that it wasn't going to be the one he was going to get married to, because she's maybe 30 years or 40 years older than them, but yeah, I had the privilege of seeing that. And about a week and a half ago, I saw Chip in the Kroger's, and he had a young lady with him, and they wasn't just strangers. You could tell that they was had some intentions in mind. So I think it was really nice to be able to put that on the air, you know, that, yeah. But I haven't seen that young lady of yours, see.
Well, see, she'll be around at some point. I'm sure she'll be around. But, you know, Chip's ready for May 19th, and, of course, Linda's off getting married now, so love is in the air.
Well, yeah, and what's going on with all these people here?
I don't know. They're braver than I am because, you know, I still have the marriage phobia. But God bless those people that are getting... I was so happy to talk to Linda last night and give her my best and say enjoy your time off. And I've met her fiancé. He's been over to my house at Christmas and things like that. And very nice man. And so glad and happy for her after 30 years of being single after her husband died. And Chip, you know, of course, I think the world of Chip. He's never been married. May 19th, 8 days, he's going to be married. So I'm happy for the both of them.
Well, as I am speaking with you, I always come in this other room to get away from the feedback from the radio. And I got a bay window here, and I got the binoculars here. And all at once, I looked out there with my naked eye, and I thought, you know, that is a coyote. And I said, no, I'll make it confirmed to see what it was. So I raised there, and am I speaking? I see a coyote, and he must be looking for a mate or something. He's looking around really, or maybe he's looking for a lunch or a breakfast.
Hey, I'll tell you, we got about 90 seconds left here, but I'll tell you that the reason my marriage phobia there, as many people who've listened to this show for the entire 9-year period know, There have been a lot of different very, very, very nice women in my life, and I've had a lot of good times with them. But as you can tell, all those things have come to an end. But luckily, because I did not marry them, there was no divorce paperwork, and I didn't have to pay anything. So I think I went the right route.
You know, a lot of things I can contribute to, I remember you, but I never remember of any of the... any of that part of life, it just went in one ear and out the other, you know?
Well, yeah. But
that's the way I look at it. But Chip sure has got, he's got a looker there, buddy.
Well, God bless him.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, you know, that's the one thing I want to say. I know you people have heard names that I've mentioned on the air over the years of women that I've been around. And let me tell you, I don't have anything bad to say about any of them. They were all fun to be with at the time I was with them. They all contributed good things to my life, and I have nothing bad to say about any of them. So I hope they're all doing well. I hope they're all having fun, and I hope they're all happy too. Boy, I'm just full of happiness this morning. Happy for Chip, happy for Linda, the weddings, and every other girl, all the girls I've known before. We're going to break. Back in 10 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP Marion, Ohio.
Anyway, I'm going to give it now, 740-383-9944. We're doing current events and we're going to fly through them here. If you want to join in at any time on any current event, any memory, anything you want to throw on the table, do it right now, 740-383-9944.